This morning, the Davenport ladies will be sharing the scripture with us. It's Psalm 8, the very psalter we opened worship with, but I invite you to hear it as they offer it to us today.
Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens.
Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avengers.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars in which you set your place.
What is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that care for them?
You have made them little lower than an angel and crowned them with glory and honor.
You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet.
All the flocks and all the herds, all the animals of the wild,
the birds in the sky and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the sea.
Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
And my thanks to the Davenports for reading our scripture for us this morning. When I got the video, their dad's a professional photographer. And I got the video and I was like, why is there so much space above them, right? Like, usually I expect he'd frame it a little better. And then she started telling the scripture and I was like, that is why. And that is beautiful. Oh. Well, this July, so just a couple months ago, I stood on the roof of the church looking at the stars with my family. We were up there, and we were pointing out the Big Dipper to the kids, you know. And as we were pointing, we were looking. It was right over here. You see how that one connects to this one? We're all focused the same direction as a shooting star lit up the sky in the exact place that we were looking. This was a really unique moment, right? Because often we're outside, and someone's like, oh, a shooting star. And by the time everyone else looks, it's gone. We were all looking in the same place at the same time, and it just whoosh. And it was amazing. Nobody missed out, and it was this truly unique moment. Oh, and then there was August. In August, I was up in Breckenridge, spending some time in the mountains, and I was riding my bike along a stream when I came across the most beautiful fox I had ever seen in my life. Biking along, and suddenly I thought I saw motion, and I slowed the bike, and this beautiful red animal moves to the middle of the path, and it kind of looks at me, and I look at the fox. And it kind of looks at me, and I look at this fox, and then it runs off into the trees. It was seriously the most beautiful fox I had ever seen. At least it wasn't until 5 minutes later when I saw another one. This one was more smoky gray as opposed to bright red. The beautiful diversity of these magnificent animals moving was humbling. So that was August. And then on the last day of September, I had the chance to climb a 14er with one of my closest friends. Miles of toiling up thousands of feet over a dozen miles, and then the steep descent back down. But the hike was, it was misty, and the trees were all damp. As we looked upon the mountain, you could see slabs of granite that were the size of a city block, just wind-kissed, gleaming in the sun. There were these fields of boulders. These boulders were the size of houses. They were balanced in these temporary resting places. Though it looked like they'd been there forever, you knew that gravity would once again take them somewhere else in years to come. We took a little break just above the tree line, and I was sitting on a cold stone when the wind that had been busy in our ear suddenly just dropped away. And there was a level of silence that is unheard of. In modern life, there was no electric hum in the background. There were no soft street noises, you know, carried through the window on a breeze. There wasn't even a plane in the sky. It was absolute, complete, utter silence. It was the most glorious and breathtaking moment. Shooting stars and morning foxes and silence among the stones. There are other moments too, right? The smell of warm pine trees. Watching the delicate dance of a bee upon a flower. The cool chill of a mountain stream. The infinite color of the turning leaves. Over the last few months, I have found myself in a heightened sense of awareness for such things. I don't know, maybe it's a post-pandemic appreciation. Maybe it's just a decade of therapy finally teaching me to simply exist and look around. Whatever the cause, I have been encountering something sacred in these moments. Hearing God speak without words as I simply marvel at the world around me. You know, it has been said the two most honest and simple prayers that exist are help me and thank you. I have long appreciated this wisdom, and I impart it often as I can, especially those who struggle with their prayer life. For I, too, often find myself without words to express the convoluted and complex thoughts and feelings that life brings. How do I even pray? And when in doubt, I turn to those two phrases, God, help me, and God, thank you. When all else fails, I can offer those words with heartfelt honesty. Help me. Thank you. Now, to this long-standing prayerful wisdom, the author and contemporary theologian Anne Lamott offered a third prayer. She said, in addition to help me and thank you, we should also consider wow. You know, wow. Or wow. The moments I shared with you this morning have been my recent wow moments. Now, yes, thank you would probably work, but more so after the fact, looking back. In those moments, I hadn't even moved to gratitude yet. I was simply in a state of pure awe and appreciation because I was taken out of the ordinary. I was lost in wonder. There are other wow moments we as people can encounter, and you don't have to climb Pike's Peak to find them. Today, our psalm invites us to consider creation, all the creation around us, as an ever-giving source of wow. Now the Psalms, they are filled with praise. The Psalms reflect on God's many and mighty acts. They proclaim God's faithfulness. They celebrate God's steadfast love. Mind you, these are good things to do. The Psalms are certainly filled with countless variations of thank you, God. That's why these are the prayers of thanks set in Hebrew poetry, used in worship generation after generation. Now the Psalms are also filled with lament. The Psalms cry out. They bemoan, they beseech, they berate God at times. They berate God for the suffering God's people have known and still know. They echo with the refrain of, help me. They are prayers of request and supplication that invite and cry out for connection through our shared human condition. The Psalms are prayers, and they hold this tension of both thank you and help me. It's both, and that's why I love them so much. It's why the Psalms have been the centerpiece of worship for millennia. It's why they've been the basis for countless hymns. It's why the Psalms are a place of solace and comfort in times of trouble and in times of joy, because they hold it all together. The Psalms also invite us to take a step back and take in more than our finite brains can comprehend. The Psalms beg us to look around us for wow moments. Now, the psalmist in our scripture today is staring up at the sky, the stars and the moon shining, sharing how vast the night sky is, while still recognizing how much power and influence humans have in our day-to-day lives. We're in between these things. You know, the psalmist says, when I look up at your skies, what your fingers have made, the moon and the stars, what are human beings that you would even think of us? What are human beings that God would even pay attention to us? Here the psalmist is inviting us to feel incredibly huge in our role in the world and yet incredibly small at our place in the infinite. Can you feel that? Can you feel as big and as small as you are? Such moments, the wow moments, do not deny the difficulty of life. Wow moments do not belittle our lament. Nor do they replace gratitude in our lives. Help me and thank you are still deeply valid and essential parts of our human experience. But the scriptures, their authors, and the divine presence that inspires them, all of these things call us to moments that are beyond our comprehension. We are invited by the Scriptures to be speechless. We are invited by the Scriptures to have our daily lives interrupted. We're invited by the Scriptures to experience something beyond ourselves. And what we are invited to experience, it's everywhere. It's everything. Wow is everywhere if we will even but look. You know, we've been collecting rocks on the altar. And if you haven't brought one in yet, please do. We would love to have your rock added to the altar. But I invite you after worship, wandering home, maybe your own front yard, even look down on the sidewalk. Find a rock, any rock, and consider its billions of years of history. The times in its earliest forms it was spit out of the earth's core as molten hot lava. The times it's been pressed and layered for millions of years, pushed up and pushed under landscapes that were unseen by human eyes. To pick up a rock and think about the water and the wind that shaped it. The forces that broke it off of some bigger rock that had broken off of some bigger rock that broke off of the earth itself. Look at the little tiny specks. The grains that sat upon mountains, that washed up upon beaches, that were carried upon the winds and somehow ended up in this rock. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. How many mountaintops from millennia ago have we stepped upon without even knowing it? Or I think about the changing of the seasons and the beautiful leaves that are floating and flying. Yes, I'll have to rake them later. But go outside and pick up a leaf, one freshly blown in the wind. And consider that leaf came from a tree that decades ago started out as a tiny seed in the soil that pushed its way through the dark until it reached above the ground. That small plant then weathered season after season after season, reaching skyward while always anchoring itself deeply in the soil. And then this year, out of a branch, that leaf unfolded itself. And what did it do? It took in sunlight and created life. Sunlight into life. This is happening all around us all the time. It's taking sunlight and creating life. It's sending out pure oxygen that we sip upon without thought. It's cleaning the air around us, shading us on hot days, creating homes for the birds and the creepy crawly things. Pick up a leaf and think about that. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. These wow moments don't happen at the computer. These wow moments are not brought about by text message, and there is no streaming service that can deliver them even through a high-def 4K experience. Wow moments are created by creation. They are crafted by our Creator. These wow moments are divine. And they hold within them both thank you and help me. They hold these things together without agenda as we simply exist and experience the love of God shown in creation around us. These wow moments are necessary for our well-being because they anchor us in creation as created beings. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. It is my sincerest and deepest prayer that as you leave this place today, you might be ready to look at what you see, that you might be ready to listen to what you hear, that you might be ready to feel what you touch, that you might in your living and movement through this beautiful creation experience and know the wow that is all around us. For it is divine. Amen.